Oil prices have spiked recently. The cost of Brent crude is more than $109 per barrel, and a barrel of Alaska North Slope crude sells for more than $111. Conflicts across the Middle East and North Africa are causing the increase in prices. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, the jump in price comes just as rural Alaskans are purchasing heating oil for the coming winter.
It's in the state's best interest to have high oil prices.
Every dollar change in price is close to $100 to $150 million in state revenue.
Angela Rodell is acting commissioner for the Alaska Department of Revenue. She says the state looks at long-term trends instead of short ups and downs.
Short-term volatility, like you've been seeing in the past few weeks, given things going on around the world, create a lot of distractions.
It's easy to assume the coup in Egypt and fear over control of the Suez Canal is causing the spike. But Frank Verastro, an energy and geopolitics expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says it's more than that.
The Iraq-Ceyhan pipeline has been down, and that's reduced the exports out of Iraq. There's been problems down in Basra, Syria, Yemen, Nigeria, and then the fact that Libyan production is off 600,000 or 700,000 barrels a day.
All this means that Alaska has little control over a global commodity. High oil prices translate to higher fuel costs, especially in hard-to-reach rural Alaska. Throughout western Alaska, villagers are ordering and stockpiling hundreds of gallons of heating oil for the winter. Bob Cox is vice president with Crowley Maritime Corporation, the company that barges refined oil products to western Alaska. There are about 3 weeks left for the final barge of the season to make the journey. The company stores the fuel in tanks throughout the state. Both Crowley and other companies sell the fuel to villagers. Cox says the company monitors global oil prices to get the best price, and this year it tried something new, buying 300,000 barrels of heating oil from China.
That arrived off the west coast of Alaska in July, and we offloaded that and brought that into our tank farms because that was better value at that time than the U.S. prices.
The company still needs to finalize its price for the final barge. Crowley uses the price per barrel the day the barge is loaded in its calculation for final prices. Cox says about one-third of Crowley's cost is overhead, distribution, profit, and transportation. The rest is the product.
So we're somewhat hostage to whatever's going on in the oil markets at that time that we're loading the barges.
And while prices may be high now, they've been higher in the past. Oil prices hit $120 a barrel when the Arab Spring erupted. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.